I've been feeling a wide pendulum of emotions this week. At the beginning, I've had sharp pangs of missing humanity, especially, and perhaps strangely, while standing masked at a checkout line. Here's a secret. I'm an introvert who used small talk as a way to break out of her shyness. I figure the chatting while shopping was a low-risk opportunity to figure out how to talk to people. Say a few lackluster lines, get a response, come back with another attempt at wit, get a blank stare or a laugh, and continue on with my day. Lather, rinse, repeat, and learn. Thankfully, I'm lucky to live in a very friendly town where the decorum allows for it, unlike, say, New York City. There, I once had a Russian accent in airport cabbie tell me not to be so gullible. With some finessing, small talk is a way to create relationships from thin air. As I watched the governor of New Mexico announce a requirement to wear a mask, I was one part relieved and one part worried. I have worn one for nearly 2 months after finding some old 3M masks in a drawer back from renovating our fixer-upper home. I then transitioned to homemade masks. It felt like a no-brainer. This was a virus that had a taste for vulnerable people, and even though I'm caked in the hubris of young middle age, I care for those in my family who are vulnerable and those whose vulnerability isn't evident. Masks are delineating an obvious divide in how we view others. Do you err on the side of caution, understand your interwoven and interdependent role in society, and wear the mask anyway? Or do you believe that wearing a mask is one step toward an authoritarian state where compliance means weakness? My mask doesn't protect me, I know this. It protects you from me. Because even with all the hand washing and the hand wringing, neither of us knows whether or not we've fallen to that invisible enemy. When I see those with no masks, I debate whether or not they feel the same way about protecting me as I feel about protecting them. Do they think about our interdependence and wonder, who have I been in contact with? I also think about whether or not they believe that this is all a hoax, which I've heard from family. That's almost more frightening than the virus itself. And yet, we were once cautioned against letting terror win. Some days, I think we lost that battle. I remember 9/11 as a time where we all came together against an enemy that wasn't explicitly clear. It was even abstractly called a war on terror. However, we stood united in the idea that we were unshakable, that we could be a part of something larger than what they had attacked, that we'd become something greater. It was in line with the dream of this country. Then, it wasn't inconceivable for me to believe that those I'd never met meant something invaluable to the whole of who we are and what we belong to. Now I wonder, as I pull my mask on, if we're not fighting a war on two fronts, and if we could ever still be a united America. From my so-called millennial life, I'm Cassie McClure.